Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president said none of his commanders said that he should keep troops in Afghanistan.
So no one told your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
Was that a false statement
or not? I've given you my opinion on the matter. I've given you my judgment on it.
I think we all know it was a false statement.
Yes and no.
Then what are you saying?
I'm saying no. But I'm leaning towards yes.
Then you're saying yes.
No.
Then it's no. Not necessarily.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Words that sound great, but so far has led to no action. Build back better, blah, blah, blah. Green economy, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Yakety, shrackety.
The call I hear all day. Yakety,
yap, swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, I'm going to ask the same question about Greta Thunberg that I've asked in the past. Does she have a driver's license yet? Once she gets her driver's license, I'll take her a little more seriously. How much can you trust a teenager who's past the age of being able to get a driver's license and doesn't have one? Come on. All right. We'll get to the Greta Thunberg cuts as we go along. And by the way, let's play one cut here. Let's play cut 33 from Greta.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
So you might say they were chanting in Swampska this morning, right?
What do we do? They're going to move the boat. Crisis. What do we do?
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Charlie Bacon's got to go.
Your chant rhythm is terrible.
That's just better than their chant rhythm.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, Charlie Bacon's got to go. Not hey, hey, ho, ho. It's very, hey, hey, ho, ho.
I was chanting when you were in diapers, son.
That's fine. I never chanted.
844-500-4242, 619. What about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman? He's a whistleblower and a hero because Orange Man Bad was president when he was there. Lieutenant Colonel Schiller is in the brig for stating the obvious. Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. 844-500-4242. But anyway, today they had a hearing on Afghanistan in a U.S. Senate committee hearing. And on Capitol Hill, and it was devastating for the Biden regime, and they're woke. At least two out of the three generals, Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and Thoroughly Modern Milley, are thoroughly woke, and the third general, I don't think he's quite that PC, General McKenzie from Central Command. And but none of them were really willing to, fall on the sword. Nobody was doing the kamikaze routine or the Harry Carey routine. Nobody was taking the Japanese route out among these people. And we put together a supercut here, and this is with Generals Milley and McKenzie. And they're being questioned by, respectively, Senator James Inhofe from Oklahoma and Dan Sullivan from Alaska. And they're being asked about what Biden said to Steffi Stephanopoulos about how nobody told him we needed to keep 2,500 troops. So this runs a minute 11, but it really sums up the whole hearing. Cut 21.
I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
And General Milley, I assume you agree with that.
Yes, my assessment was
back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
Did you talk to the president about General Miller's recommendation?
Sir, I was present when that discussion occurred, and I'm confident that the president heard all the recommendations and listened to them very thoughtfully.
On August 18th, in a media interview to the American people, the president said that none of his military advisors told him that he should keep U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
So no one told, your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No, no one said that to me that I can recall.
General Milley, was that a false statement to the American
people?
I'm not
going to categorize the statement of a president of the United States.
General McKenzie, was that a false statement? Remember, you do not have a duty to cover for the president when he's not telling the truth.
I've given you my opinion on the matter. I've given you my judgment on it. And
I think we all know it was a false statement.
Wow. But how about Milley saying, I'm not going to categorize a statement of the president of the United States, yet he's quoted all over that Bob Woodward book, saying that that the insurrection, quote unquote, the insurrection was a Reichstag moment for the president of the United States. In other words, he was going to use it as an opportunity to impose a martial law / dictatorship, as Hitler did after the Reichstag fire in Berlin, which was probably set by the Nazis themselves. So this is just an amazing hearing, because nobody was standing up for the president of the United States. Of course, how can you stand up for the president of the United States at this point? By the way, the stock market lost another 570 points today. And, you know, Joe Biden keeps saying, well, you know, they love my plan if they only knew something about it, but so much is happening. Well, this is just one of the things that's happening, is that the crash of consumer confidence, the disruption of the supply chain because nobody's working, inflation out of control, the invasion of the southern border by third world foreign criminals, et cetera. It's the pandemic, which he said he was going to solve. And, you know, it's really weird that, you know, the president of the United States, he has these problems with words. He can't read from the teleprompter. And apparently whatever he's got is contagious, because, again, his appointees are making the same kind of mistakes here. Listen to Lloyd Austin here. Cut two.
We plan to execute between 70 and 80,000. We plan to evacuate between 70 and 80,000 people.
I keep asking this question about Biden. I'm going to ask it about Austin. Have you ever seen anyone confuse the two words evacuate and execute? But he did. And I assume he was reading from a prepared statement. He didn't have a teleprompter, obviously, at a Senate hearing, but he had a prepared statement. 844-500-4242. So they're asking how many people are stuck in, how many Americans are stuck in Afghanistan. And this is amazing that, you know, they're pointing fingers at each other, or in this case, it's the Pentagon, the Defense Department, pointing fingers at the State Department. So first of all, Inhofe asks Milley and Austin how many people are at the, are still, how many Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan? And they say they're going to defer, quote unquote, defer to the State Department. And so then Inhofe follows that up with cut 13 here.
Do all of you agree that Secretary of State Blinken, when he made his analysis as to how many people would be here, but would still be there, he talked about the 10 to 15,000 citizens left behind, and then evacuated some 6,000. That would mean a minimum of 4,000 would still be there now. Would anyone disagree with that? By your silence, I assume you agree.
I have no, I don't, I personally don't believe that there are 4,000 American citizens still left in Afghanistan, but I cannot confirm or deny that, Senator.
So you think Secretary of State was probably wrong in his analysis?
It's just a tiny part of it. I mean, they're just, they're all pointing fingers at each other. They're all refusing to confirm or deny anything, whether it's the idiocy of Secretary of State Blinken or the President of the United States. Play cut 16. This is Tom Cotton to Milley, Senator Tom Cotton, a veteran.
Just got one final question. General Milley, I can only conclude that your advice about staying in Afghanistan was rejected. I'm shocked to learn that your advice wasn't sought until August 25th on staying past the August 31 deadline. I understand that you're the principal military advisor, that you advise, you don't decide, the president decides. But if all this is true, General Milley, why haven't you resigned?
Senator, as a senior military officer, resigning is a really serious thing. It's a political act if I'm resigning in protest. My job is to provide advice. My statutory responsibility is to provide legal advice or best military advice to the president.
I thought your duties in the Trump administration were to call up the Chinese military leader and tell him that you would tell him anytime we made a move against the Chinese. That's not your job anymore? Was that ever your real job? Or did you just take it upon yourself in direct contradiction of anything in the United States Constitution? We'll take your calls at 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do is run to the store, spend more than a few minutes figuring out dinner. I don't want to run into any of those people like we're on the pink boat this morning outside the governor's mansion in Swampscott. HelloFresh takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what truly matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. HelloFresh has easy and quick meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low prep, 10 to 15 minute recipes, and easy cleanup options. What did you get at your delivery this week, Taylor?
We got the Longhorn Turkey Chili. I've never seen a Longhorn Turkey, but I anticipate they taste very, very good. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow.
All right. They're easy. They're pre-portioned, and they have measured ingredients that save you time, and that allows you to actually enjoy your meals. And dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfast, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than the grocery store. And again, who wants to bother with the grocery store? And when the delivery is made, you see the blue box outside your front door or in your driveway, that weekly delivery, and you know you're all set for the week. And you can take chances with dishes you would never make on your own. And you can have confidence that HelloFresh is going to deliver a quality product, whatever you order. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their fresh produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. HelloFresh, it's really, really a great product. It's the best food delivery service you're going to get anywhere. You will be satisfied. And if you want to take an opportunity to test it out, you can go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
Traveling around New England and having a hard time finding Howie?
Guys, what if we all go to Vermont?
Just go to HowieCarrShow.com to find a station near where you happen to be.
got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's telling the truth about keeping troops in Afghanistan? Joe Biden or Generals Milley and McKenzie?
Generals Milley and McKenzie.
94% say the generals.
94%. All right. 844-500-4242. By the way, we still have some gift certificates left to Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. These are $50 gift cards for $25. It's a great place, great comfort food. And this gift card can also be used at De Parma Italian Table in Yarmouth House, both of which are also in West Yarmouth, and the Tap City Grill in Hyannis. So this is a good way to get some gift certificates for some good eating down in Yarmouth and Hyannis. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls here and play some more cuts from the Senate hearing today. 844-500-4242. And here's Milley talking. Again, Milley became a national hero in the alt-left press for calling the Chinese general and saying that he would let the Chinese know if Trump was going to attack China. So it's a logical question. Did you really think that the least bellicose president probably in the last 60, 70 years was going to attack China on his way out the door? It was preposterous. Cut 7.
I know, I am certain that President Trump did not intend to attack the Chinese. And it is my directed responsibility, and it was my directed responsibility by the Secretary, to convey that intent to the Chinese. My task at that time was to de-escalate. My message again was consistent. Stay calm, steady, and de-escalate. We are not going to attack you.
That's not what the book says. He was the source for the book, and the book says that he said, if Trump orders an attack, I will inform you of it so that you can kill American troops. That went without saying, but that's what the effect would have been. So he's answering a question he wasn't asked. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I'm just calling in because I had a problem with that new governor of New York.
Yeah.
Trying to tell me what my relationship to God should be.
Yeah, Governor Hochul. We should probably play that cut again. We played it a couple of times during the last hour of the show. It was one of the more appalling cuts. And again, imagine if a Republican, any Republican, not just Trump, had ever said that he had been talking to God and that God
had... I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated. All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it.
They aren't listening. Denise, are you listening to what God wants you to do?
Oh, my goodness. And she also said Jesus says that you should be getting vaccinated to love your neighbor. I want you to know, I called into the Congress today, told them I thought it was a violation between church and state, and I wish they would reprimand her.
I don't think she's a governor of New York. I don't think it's up to Congress to reprimand her. It's up to the voters of New York State to reprimand her next year when she runs for a full term. And I don't know if she's trying to not be outflanked on the left by the Attorney General Letitia James who brought down Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo looks a little better today, doesn't he, than he did 48 hours ago. I'm Howie Carr. No matter how you're feeling about getting back out there, there's no denying it's an adjustment. So when the world gets too loud, I create my own soundtrack by popping in my Raycon wireless earbuds. Sometimes you need some upbeat music to pump you up before you see people, or to stay calm with some guided meditation. And let me tell you right now, no matter your soundtrack of choice, Raycons are the best way to listen. They come with a bunch of gel tips for your comfort, and unlike some other brands, they don't stick out of your ears. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, for a really long time. Raycons start at half the price of the other premium audio brands and sound just as good. And they come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. So you really can't lose. Give them a try. You'll see what I mean. Get 15% off Raycons at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your Raycon order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's we gave you the supercut of all of the generals being asked, the two generals being asked about whether or not Biden had lied, and then we played the Biden cut where he said no, the generals didn't tell him that we needed to keep 2,500 troops in Afghanistan to prevent the country from falling into terrorist hands. But let's just break it up a little bit here. Cut 18. Dan Sullivan.
General McKenzie, was that a false statement? The president said none of his commanders said that he should keep troops in Afghanistan. Was that a false statement by the president of the United States? Remember, you do not have a duty to cover for the president when he's not telling the truth. Was that a false statement or not?
I've given you my opinion on the matter. I've given you my judgment on it. And
I think we all know it was a false statement.
And then Sullivan from Alaska asks Thoroughly Modern Millie the same question. 19.
On August 18th, in a media interview to the American people, the president said that none of his military advisors told him that he should keep U.S. forces in Afghanistan. General Milley, that was a false statement by the president of the United States, was it not?
I didn't even see the statement, to tell you the truth.
I'm reading you a truthful statement.
That's a lie
that was,
right there.
That was a false statement.
Look,
I don't have a lot of time. Okay, was that a false statement to the American
people?
I'm not
going to categorize a statement of a president of the United States.
You're telling me he says he didn't hear the statement to Steffi Stephanopoulos? It was everywhere for days, everywhere. That was a lie. He was under oath. But he's a Democrat, so he can get away with it. One more cut, and then we'll go back to the phones. This is Josh Hawley from Missouri to Secretary of Defense Austin. Cut 20.
And now we have people who are desperately, frantically trying to get out of this country, coming to me, coming to members of this committee, asking for help. They can't get that help. They're stuck behind enemy lines. So please don't tell me that we're not leaving Americans behind. You left them behind. Joe Biden left them behind. And frankly, it was a disgrace.
Anyone disagree? Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie. I was going through old paper clippings, things I save, news items in history, et cetera, and I found one from September 7, 2008 from the Projo, the Providence Sunday Journal.
Yeah.
The title is Hunter Biden's Rich Load, and it goes on to tell a long story about the conflicts with then-Senator Biden's son had as a lobbyist. The context was the election coming up with Obama, and the media was making a big deal out of Sarah Palin, her daughter, having like some problems. And like, why are the editorial says we're like ignoring these other problems that are much more egregious, conflicts of interest? It's just interesting to me that we ignored this from 2008, and I never saw those particulars. You may want to check this out. There's things here that I never saw more recently when we have seen all of the China and Ukraine stories. But as far back as 2008, they were raking it in.
Well, you know, I know the thing is when he got out of law school, and I think he went to either Georgetown undergrad or Georgetown law. you know, you would think that he would have been able to get like a, you know, some big legal position with a white shoe law firm, or, you know, become a clerk to a, you know, an appellate court judge, maybe even a Supreme Court judge, justice. And instead, he goes to work, Hunter Biden, after he gets out of this good law, decent law school, for a bank in Delaware. You know, and they used to call him Joe Biden, the senator from, what is it, MBNA, the big bank in Delaware, because he was just a coat holder and a briefcase carrier for these banks in Delaware, and it was a hack job for his son. You know, he'd gone to all these prestigious schools, and that's all he could get him was this hack job, because obviously the guy was a degenerate even then. You know, I haven't even read it yet, but I got this book. A guy I know was telling me about it. He's into politics in New Hampshire, and he was rereading this book by Richard Ben Kramer about the 1988 presidential elections. It's a huge book. It's called What It Takes: The Way to the White House. It's over 1,000 pages long, and it just goes into, you know, way too much detail about all of these candidates, including Dukakis, Hart, Dole, Bush, all of them. And one of them is Joe Biden. And, you know, I just started reading the sections on Joe Biden. It's kind of difficult because there's no index in the book, but everything that's a problem with Joe Biden now was a problem then. I mean, he wasn't senile in 1988, but you know, he was just a scheming, not too bright, greedy drifter and grifter, I should say. And everybody in his family was the same way. And it's just so clear. He's the same guy that he was in 1988. 844-500-4242, 508. Maybe Hunter couldn't pass the bar. I don't think that was the problem, though. I think he did pass the bar. You know, a bunch of them haven't passed the bar, including like Deval Patrick, Crash Murray, the former lieutenant governor, John Kennedy when he was alive. Kamala Harris couldn't pass the bar. Hillary Clinton couldn't pass the bar the first time out. I mean, the politicians don't seem to have that much success getting their ticket, their legal ticket. But, you know, I don't think that was Hunter's problem. I don't know. I think it was just drugs from day one, and drugs and alcohol. And he just couldn't put it together. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Listen, back when Joe Biden was vice president, he used his influence on Delaware to change the usury laws in the state.
Yeah.
And after Delaware changed the usury laws, all the credit companies went and had their main offices in Delaware. And I got a letter in the mail from two of my credit card companies that said, "We have renegotiated the terms of our agreement with you." And I went from 12% to 24% overnight. So that's what type of a guy the average Joe is for the average Joe.
Right. Well, I mean, but it got his son a nice job, though, didn't it, Frank? That's the first things first. Family, charity begins at home, Frank. Come on, you understand that, right?
Keep on doing your good work, Howie.
Thanks, Frank. I look at that book every night, What It Takes, and I just think I've really got to dig into this book, but there's probably like 100 or 150 pages on Joe Biden, and he's just so corrupt, and he's doing so much damage to America. I just don't have the heart to get into it, but I'll do it. Once I get down to Florida, I'll just sit down by the pool and read it with my highlighter, and I'll get everything done. 844-500-4242. So they put out a memo on this $3.5 trillion, and it looks actually like they're starting to peel votes away. I just saw Fox was interviewing a guy from California, a congressman from California, a Democrat. I'd never heard of him, but I have a feeling he's hearing the footsteps of a Republican challenger. And so he's already announced he's not voting for it. So they don't have any they have very little margin for error. They only have a 3-vote majority in the House, so that's one guy's gone. So they don't need that many more. But what they've got is the talking points, and the talking points have gone out to all levels of government, which of course is legislative, executive, and the media, which is the Democrats' part of government. Well, let's start out with the legislative. This is Pramila Jayapal. She's the one who was one of the worst bosses on Capitol Hill. There was a story about her last week. She actually blames her aide one time. He said, "You're the reason I'm putting on weight is because you're not scheduling me enough at the gym." I mean, can you imagine how bad do you have to be to blame your aide for putting on weight? Cut 25.
As I said to the president, I heard him say, this is a $0 bill because it's all going to be paid for with taxes on the wealthiest corporations and the wealthiest individuals.
A $0 bill. Okay, what say ye, Jen Psaki? Cut 24.
This package, the reconciliation package, would cost $0. So what I'm saying, the case we're making here is that there needs to be agreement on the different components. There's broad agreement on the goals.
$0. Well, let's find out from a disinterested observer, a crack scribe from Dr. Evil's Washington Post on CNN. Cut 23.
The bill itself will not cost $3.5 trillion in the sense that it will be entirely or at least partly paid for. So the actual cost in terms of deficits will be smaller than that, perhaps even zero.
Is there an echo in here? They're all saying the exact same thing. I mean, even the reporter who's supposed to be this, tough investigative type who, doesn't just accept the nonsense that's peddled by these shameless spokesmen and hack politicians at face value. But she just says, it's the cost could be zero. Cost could be zero. 844-500-4242. If you have been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home, and I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly down on Saturday. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr has ditched the big tech overlords and taken his show to Rumble. Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is back on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace at NossetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's telling the truth about keeping troops in Afghanistan? Joe Biden or Generals Milley and McKenzie?
The generals.
95% say the generals.
Let's play. Here's a thoroughly modern Milley inadvertently telling the truth again about the dangers that the nation now faces from terror attacks after he and Joe Biden bleeped the bed in Afghanistan. Cut eight.
But we must continue to protect the United States of America and its people from terrorist attacks coming from Afghanistan. A reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS with aspirations to attack the United States is a very real possibility. And those conditions to include activity in ungoverned spaces could present themselves in the next 12 to 36 months. That mission will be much harder now, but not impossible.
Because we still have capacity over the horizon. That's why we were able to bomb the white Toyota with the seven kids standing around it, because of our great over-the-horizon military intelligence. Nothing makes up for having eyes and ears on the ground, as seems self-evident. But Joe Biden doesn't know that, apparently. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick announcement. I'm calling from New Hampshire, and tomorrow our executive council and our governor are going to vote again, or are scheduled to vote again, on a measure to accept $27 million in federal funds to hire 13 health and human services police people who are going to go enforce the mandates for the vaccines. So I'm hoping.
I didn't think there were any mandates in New Hampshire.
Well, these are federal mandates, and it's.
Oh, these are the hundred. These are the hundred. The corporations with more than 100 people. Those mandates.
Yeah, but they're going to hire people to, you know, go door to door on this in New Hampshire, and it's people in health and human services. They're not elected. They don't have any responsibility to voters at all.
It's the same thing that was going on in last year, you know, when they were having all these lockdowns, and they were hiring, you know, just retired hacks, like the Barnstable County down on the Cape hired somebody who just retired, and he's running around, you know, and the power has gone to his head, and he's finding a place that we know in Brewster. It was ridiculous. He was throwing his weight around like you know, like he was you know, the FBI inspector or something. It's ridiculous. So what do you want him to do, Barbara? I mean, they have to enforce this stuff, don't they? I mean, do you want him not to take the money? I mean, I don't want him to be enforcing it anyway. I'd like to see the damn thing in court and overturned. But, you know, if they have to do it, they're going to have to it's either going to have to be paid for by federal bucks, you know, which means from every state, or just by New Hampshire taxpayers. And I know it's money out of your pocket one way or the other, but what do you want them to do?
We need people to please call their executive counselors tonight and tell them we do not want these hacks running through our cities and towns and enforcing mandates regarding health care on the people, especially where they have absolutely no right to be doing this. The governor is hungry for this federal money,
right?
But it,
I know
it's
they're all addicted.
It's going to cost us our freedom.
How does it cost 27? Did you say 17 people, and it's going to cost $27 million? No, that's a good job and a good wage, Barbara.
No, it's $27 million for 13 people.
So it's $2 million bucks a year. That's an even better job and an even better wage. Wow.
It's obnoxious.
I know what you're saying, Barbara. It was obnoxious last year when they were running around to restaurants. It's going to be obnoxious this year when they're running around to corporations. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, very few smokers make $400,000 a year, yet the Democrats, with the
tobacco tax increases that go along with this $3.5 trillion bill that costs nothing, supposedly, they plan to get $96 billion from
$96 billion. Wow. It's Obama did the same thing, right, Steve? You know, nobody making under $250,000 will have to pay a dime in taxes. And then the first thing he did was put higher taxes on cigarettes. So it was a lot more than a dime. Nobody paid a dime. They paid a lot more than a dime if they smoked. I'm Howie Carr.